This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine Weekly Podcast for July 8th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. This podcast will feature a clinical article on the lumbar spine and a general interest article. Surgical Management of Coccidioidomycosis of the Spine, a clinical article by Kumar Kakarla and co-authors. Coccidioides immitis is a fungus endemic in the southwestern United States and northern Mexico that can infect humans. The disease most often causes pulmonary symptoms, but in rare cases, it can involve the central nervous system and cause devastating neurological complications. Although coccidioides infections of the central nervous system have been reported in all ethnic groups, the African American population is most frequently afflicted. Coccidioides of the spine is a relentless, chronic disease that requires combined medical and surgical management. Despite the uncommon presentation of spinal coccidiomycosis, a high index of suspicion and aggressive therapy are warranted to prevent devastating neurological injury, and patients must be given lifelong antifungal therapy. This article reports the author's experience with the surgical management of this disease in the spine. Disc spaces, vertebral dimensions, and angle values at the lumbar region. A radioanatomical perspective in spines with L5 to S1 transitions. A clinical article by Niladri Kumar Mahato. Scientists all over the world are trying to find specific causes of low back pain. Back pain, especially at the lower lumbar region, is related to lumbar spines with normal morphology, as well as those with congenital anatomical variations called lumbosacral transitional vertebrae. It is hard to find literature that enumerates and quantifies overall morphological changes in lumbar spines related to transitional states. In this study, the author reveals that L5 to S1 accessory articulations result in increased lordotic curves, fifth lumbar vertebra heights, and angular dimensions. The L5 to S1 fusions, or sacralizations of the first sacral segments, have smaller disc heights at all intervertebral spaces, short and wide L5 pedicles, higher and less wide transverse processes, and overall straighter spines with the least measures for all lumbar angles. The author states that it would be interesting to further investigate whether the alterations in the load-bearing biomechanics in these transitional variations could explain the low back pain often found in these situations. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.